From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello once again and welcome to the program. I'm delighted you're tuning in and joining us, and I do hope you'll be able to stay with us for the next 15 minutes, as today the Reverend Philip Gardner is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
I want to read some words today from the Gospel of John and the chapter 14. I would like to thank you for joining with us as we meet around the Lord's Word today. The words that we want to consider are found in John 14, the verses 13 to 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen. We trust the Lord will add his blessing to this short reading of the Lord's own word. The words of our text today were part of a large discourse that the Lord spoke to his disciples as they were gathered around the table at the Last Supper. The great focus of this discourse was concerning the Lord's coming departure from them. So in John 14, the Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you. As the disciples reflected upon those words, I go to prepare a place for you, there must have been many questions in the minds of the disciples. One of the questions must have been, if the Lord is taken from us, how will we commune with him? Or will that communion even be possible? And the Lord answers that particular dilemma in the verses that we want to consider today. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. And so the Lord says when he would be taken away, when he would ascend up to glory, that the child of God ought to pray and ask in the Lord's name. And when prayer would be offered in this way, the Lord says he would answer, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Those words perhaps seem incredible. The Lord not only promised to continue to commune with his people, but that through such communion there would be answers to prayer. Praying in the Lord's name is more than saying at the end of a prayer, I ask this in the Lord's name. To place those words at the end of a prayer, and then assume that that would make it a prayer in the Lord's name, would be a great mistake. Some might hope that by merely saying those words, that they have added on a magical formula. That since they have said it's in the Lord's name, the Lord must give it. Merely saying, I asked this prayer in the Lord's name, does not necessarily mean that it was asked in the Lord's name. Every Christian has experienced many unanswered prayers. In the sense that we have asked various things of the Lord, but the Lord didn't answer in the way we asked. A very famous example of unanswered prayer was the childhood prayer of Amy Carmichael, a famous missionary to India. As a little girl growing up in Mullyle in County Down, as she looked over the lovely ocean, she asked that the Lord would change the colour of her eyes from brown to blue. Amy Carmichael could well have said at the end of that prayer, I ask this in the Lord's name. But the reality was this. Even if she said those words, that was not a prayer in Christ's name. I don't say that to criticise Amy Carmichael for what she did once in her childhood. I've been guilty of hundreds of times. Today we're going to look at the subject then, what does it mean to pray in Christ's name? Before I go any further, I should say that this is only a promise for the child of God. So the Lord said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, and the Lord was specifically addressing the disciples, God's people. And therefore the message today is primarily directed to the children of the Lord. The promise of answered prayer is for those who are his people. I want us to see first of all that praying in Christ's name signifies that the prayer is prayed on the basis of the work of Christ. The words, in thy name, carry the idea of authority. If someone does an action in the name of an organisation or in the name of an individual, they are really claiming that they have done it under the authority of that organisation or that individual. To pray in the name of Christ, then, is to pray on the basis of his authority or on the basis of his merit. So the one who prays in Christ's name comes saying, I do not deserve the Lord to hear my prayer. But there is this desire that the prayer would be heard on account of what the Lord has done for the sinner. So really what the Lord is saying here is the child of God is to approach the place of prayer on the basis of the blood of Christ, on account of the Lord's finished work at Calvary. The word ask that is used in this particular case, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that word has the idea of the plead of a lowly petitioner. It has the idea of one who is inferior coming before one who is infinitely superior. So during the Lord's ministry, there were many times where the Lord resorted to prayer. But this particular word ask is never used of any of those prayers of the Son of God to the Father. The reason for that is that Jesus Christ never prayed as a lowly petitioner, but rather he prayed as one who was equal with the Father. But when the Christian comes to pray, we are to come in a state of humility. We're not to come in our own merit, but on all the merit of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. R.A. Torrey told the story of how he had been asked by a Christian why his prayers were not being answered. He said, I've been a member of my church for 30 years. I've been a Sunday school superintendent for 25 years. I've been a church elder for 20 years. And yet there is still a prayer that I am praying, and it has not been answered. R.A. Torrey recognized a problem in that particular question. For that man was coming to God in prayer on the basis of his own credentials. The man had begun to presume that the Lord owed him something. What a foolish thought. When the child of God comes to the Lord in prayer, we are not to come on the basis of something that we have done, or on the basis of some position that we have. To ask in the Lord's name is to say, I am worthless in myself. I have no merit of my own, but I come and plead on all the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's as if we have this acknowledgement that my own account is insufficient. There are no reserves there, but we come then to God's bank of heaven and what reserves there are in Jesus Christ, and yet those have been placed to my account. As we think of the Christian coming then as this lowly petitioner, we come in a state of unworthiness, but yet we can come boldly, knowing that we come then not in any merit of our own, but on all the great merit of our Lord Jesus Christ. What sufficiency there is in him. So praying in Christ's name signifies the prayer is prayed on the basis of the work of Christ. It also signifies that the prayer is prayed in submission to the will of Christ. If we pray in the Lord's name, we are not only praying under his authority, but seeking to bring requests that are in agreement with his will. So prayer for the Christian is not a matter of bringing our own agenda, but coming to the Lord desiring what he desires. The Catechism says prayer is an offering of our desires unto God for things agreeable to his will. The obvious question that flows from this then is, how can we discover what the Lord's will is? So it's easy to say that answered prayers are those that are prayed in the Lord's will, but how can we discern what God's will is? God's will for the Christian is revealed in the Word of God. How can we pray in God's will then, if we know the book? I'm sure, dear Christian, there have been times when you have come to pray, and you don't know what to pray for. But the Word of God has given us very definite things that we are to pray for. You think of those times in the Gospels where the Lord gave us prayers to pray. In Matthew 9 verse 38, the Lord said, pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth labourers into his harvest. If we pray that the Lord would send forth labourers into his harvest, we can know that we're praying in God's will, for the Lord has told us to pray that prayer. Through the epistles of Paul prayed a number of prayers. Again, we can know that these prayers are in the Lord's will, for they were prayers that were given under inspiration. Therefore, we would do well to learn from these prayers of the Apostle Paul. For example, in Ephesians 1 and verse 18, Paul prayed for the Ephesian Christians, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling." Paul was praying there that the Christian would have a deeper understanding. In chapter 3 of that same book, Paul again prayed for the Christians in the verse 16, that the Lord would grant them to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. There was a prayer for inner strength. When we pray over passages like that, we can know that we're praying in God's will. For it is the Lord's will the Lord's people would grow in understanding, that they would have an increased comprehension of God's love, that they would know something of an increased inner strength. While that is all true, there are particular matters that we want to pray about, but we don't know what the Lord's will is on that given matter. It could be that we're praying for a sick one, and we're not sure how to pray, what the Lord's will in this particular situation is. Or perhaps we hear of a natural disaster, and we come to pray about it, but we feel so helpless, for we don't know how to pray about it. In Romans 8 and verse 26, Paul said, "The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us, with groanings which cannot be uttered." And so then the child of God may come, and his prayer may just be a groan. He comes in agony of spirit. But in our weakness, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. One other matter concerning praying in the Lord's will is this. It signifies that prayer is prayed for the display of the worth of Christ, or an emphasis upon Christ's glory and the glory of the Father. For it says in the verse 13, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." The implication is very clear. To pray in Christ's name is to pray with God's glory in mind. Our prayers are not to be self-centred, what I can get out of the Lord, but rather they are to be centred on him, that our desire above all else is that his name would be honoured, that his worth would be shown. There have been many times as we have prayed, we have not prayed in Christ's name. Oh, may the Lord indeed impress these words in our hearts, that we might be brought to that place that the Lord has promised to his people, "If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Surely we indeed can pray today, "Lord, teach us how to pray."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.